Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. You also wrote, because most of life is gaps, we never know which days will prove significant. And I'm thinking about, Wayne, how often in Scripture, how God promoted someone out of obscurity, and it was just a day like any other as far as they were concerned. And right. But it sure does speak to the importance, I think, of that daily obedience, but having not losing your sense of expectancy either. I'd love for you to speak to that one.
That's a great point. You know, Joseph, he was for years went through a number of things, and you know, just woke up one day, and he was the beloved son of his father. The next day, he was a slave on his way to Egypt. Years pass, and he is falsely accused by his boss's wife and thrown into prison. And then he's in prison for years. And then one day the prison door swings open and he's elevated to be the second in command of Egypt. And of course, we read those and we think, wow, you know, God's really involved in Joseph's life. Well, that was a 13-year time of waiting on God. And so to live expectantly is good, as long as we don't come to a point of entitlement. Mm-hmm. There's a huge difference between living expectantly and living with a sense of entitlement. One approaches God from a sense of humility and trust that he's going to do what he wants in his time, and the other approaches God with a sense of pride that, Lord, it's time for you to get moving. I'm ready, and you really need me to do something more significant than I'm doing right now.
Hmm. Chip Ingram has been on the show before, and he said he often gets the question about, you know, if I'm in a rut in my faith, what's a catalyst for personal revival? And he says it's in Romans 12, it's surrender. Offer yourselves as a living sacrifice. He said so often we get in a rut because of that very entitlement spirit where we're dictating to God what it needs to look like for him to break through for us. Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.